from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's usually the morning show with Jody Cameron and John Ritchie, but we got the Mac Man in today. Jody Mac in for John. Great to be with you, Jody Cameron. Jody Mac with you on 94 WIP on this Thursday morning with the Phils. They did it. And so did Seltzer. The Phillies showed up last night, and believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, Seltzer showed up for work today.
What a shock.
James.
Welcome back,
golf
James.
Clap for you.
Hey, everybody.
You know, it's funny. One caller gave me a hard time yesterday for giving Devin a hard time. I'm like, I rip everybody.
I know. Equal opportunity.
Are you kidding me, man? I mean, I'll take a bite out of everybody.
It felt like more than one caller. You got called out for bullying me. I'm like, this is every day with
this. This is what we do here. Yeah.
Why is yesterday standing out?
Yeah. 8 years in, what? Nothing's changed.
James, I will say this. You missed the shot, and good to have you back, bud.
Thanks, buddy.
And great to be with everyone. Of course, you can join us 215-592-9494 on the Phils from last night, obviously on the Eagles as they have wrapped up training camp. Not that their training really changes. I mean, it's just a little different. You won't have as many people out there. But they've officially wrapped up training camp, but they get ready for the season, which starts in 15 days. James, there was about a 10-minute stretch yesterday where I just took an Uzi to everybody. I went after Devin. I went after Jody Mack for all sorts of stuff.
What do you call Jody?
I don't want... I called him.
Went down the malaprop road. He's bringing back me calling Elton Brand Elton John
years
ago.
And then
he called me Richie four times during the course of the show. People who live in glass houses here.
That is the ultimate. I called him Old McDonald.
Yes.
I asked him if he had a farm. And then I also took a bite out of, it was actually from 2 days ago, N'Kobe Dean and his free throw shooting. So, all right.
It's good. You're just going for
I'm
it.
Just, yeah. Yeah, I'm just, we're having some fun. All right. Hello, everybody. So, Mac, man, Phil's, do we feel better? I mean, you were still feeling, you know, you thought people were overrating the negative feeling.
Yes.
I will say I feel better. I mean, they stabilized the shit. Look, it was a strange game, okay, in certain ways, but it's a classic example. It really is a classic example that pitching wins. They got a slightly better pitch game than the other team. They won the game. I mean, they didn't really hit much. The two biggest hits of the games were both doubles that set up runs. They didn't have one hit that actually drove in a runner last night. All their RBIs were on sack flies and ground outs. Yeah. And, you know, but they won the game because they got great pitching. Bryce Harper went old school butter maker from the Bad News Bears to end the game with Tanner. Get your freaking leg down. Don't let the ball get past you. And Jody, they won a game and they're 7 games up on the Braves now.
It is the exact opposite of the day before. It's one of 162. And I know not all 162 are created equal, But they're still one of 162.
Yep.
I get it. It's the Braves. It's the division rival. It's the team they've taken out two games in a row. It's the team that's in second place in the division. So, yeah, it ratchets it up this much. And I'm holding my fingers less than an inch apart. And we overreact to losses. So if you want to overreact to a win, oh, my God, the ship is righted and all is well in the world. Okay, go ahead.
But
You should do it the same way. You should handle it the same way today that you did yesterday.
But it feels good. I mean, Seltzer, we needed this win as a fan base. And by the way, with Arcia pulling his freaking move to Harper.
I know, what a punk. Come
on. A little extra sweet, right?
Oh, it was awesome.
A little extra sweet.
Look, I get Jody's point, and I do think, you know, the more we go through this 162 game thing, you realize that, like, ultimately it is true. If you're hot in October, you can win the World Series, and that's really, at the end of the day, all that matters. But, like,
well, that and getting there.
And get, of course, and how you get there and your seating and all that. But I needed to see them play well against the Braves. Like, for my own sanity and for my belief in this team, like, I get it. They can figure it out at the end of the season. We've seen it. But they've played too bad for too long for me to just go through a Braves series where they lose and just be like, ah, no big deal. It ultimately might be no big deal, but I feel it. So it was huge last night.
All right, so look, obviously you can react on the Phils. I mean, it certainly does feel different than yesterday. And again, 215-592-9494, as always, to weigh in. Now, speaking of weighing in, ESPN with a big article this week. We didn't get to it yesterday, but Bill Barnwell, who covers the NFL, big article, and it's an annual article, on five teams that could go backwards or that he's predicting will go backwards in pro football. And ladies and gentlemen, our beloved Philadelphia Eagles get taken to the woodshed here.
No!
By ESPN and Bill Barnwell on ESPN.com as he predicts one of the five teams most likely to decline this football season comparative to last year. Now I want to find out whether people think this is nonsense or the guy might have a point. We'll detail some of what he... It's a pretty lengthy article. We'll detail it as we move through. I will tell you, Jody, the irony, the incredible irony to taking on a topic like this. Are they going to decline? Are they going to be better? My instincts tell me they're going to have the exact same record. The exact same. I got to tell you, when this training camp began and earlier in the summer and probably in the spring, my inclination was that the Eagles would probably come in at worse record than last year, because you guys know I was very shaky on Jalen. And so my inclination was probably 10 wins. With Jalen doing what he did in training camp and the implementation of a new offense to a large extent, my instincts now are 11 wins. But in 11 wins where they shouldn't be dead upon arrival entering the playoffs. So it's a weird one to size up. You know, he even says in this article, and I did not know this. I mean, maybe I did at the end of last year, but I don't remember this. He says at one point, he says, let's start with fundamentals. The Eagles were within a touchdown of being outscored last season. Meaning all those wins, even though they were like way above 500, I mean, 11-6 is not anywhere close to 500. Not close. All right. But he says he added all, obviously all the close wins they had were very, very close, you know, win because this guy drops the ball and this guy does that. Jody, when this guy says one of the five most likely teams to decline this year, do you think he's on the right track or not?
No. Here's how I would put it. You said you think they could end up 11-6, same as they did last year. The whole plus minus thing, that includes the beatdown at the hands of the Bucs, right?
That was a beatdown.
Yeah. So when you tack on that very ugly performance at the end of the year, it makes them 11-7, and that last one is going to tip the scales a little bit on plus minus. So I'm going to keep that as a separate entity. Here's an exercise I've done for 30-plus years doing sports talk radio. I probably did it when you were the outstanding producer.
No, not really.
Yesterday.
Yeah, don't lie, Jody. Come on.
Yeah, yesterday I said he was a pretty good producer, and he almost lost his mind. What do you mean pretty good? So, no, Joe DiCaprio,
my outstanding
producer.
He's an excellent talk show host. Let's stop there.
I don't know if that's true, but I'll take all the compliments you want to dish out.
When you were my outstanding producer, you probably heard me do this.
Yeah.
You predict an Eagle record, any team's record, but here in Philadelphia, we always predict the Eagles. And let's say you think the Eagles are going to be 11-6. I say you can't have 11-6. That's the one record you can't predict. But I know what you want, so you either have to move it up to 12-5 or you got to back it off to 10-7.
So it's a reasonable exercise.
Right. So that way you're either a weak 11-6 or you're a strong 11-6. You can take the number you want.
Yeah, I get it.
If you ask me this year, I'll probably go to 11-6, but which way I'm moving? More likely up to 12 than backwards to 10. And you got to go backwards to 10 to be a lesser team and or a fall-off team, so I'm not buying what Barnwell's selling.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting I get it. I mean, that really drills down on which way you're more leaning, you know, big picture. It's a reasonable way to look at it. Look, we'll see where everyone's at, 215-592-9494. If your inclination is 11 or more or less, and obviously kind of how they get there. I mean, Jody, you asked me that here on the spot. Do I think they're more likely to go 12 or 10?
Can't get 11. Can't be 11-7. They're either going to be a game better or a game worse. Which way are you moving?
Man, it totally comes down to Jalen. I mean, obviously there's twists and turns we can't predict, like who gets injured and all that. But, boy, I got to tell you, 2 months ago, there's very little chance I'm talking through it, counselor. Let a guy be on the stand and try to figure it out. Tap down. I'm like Sirianni yesterday when he's asked, your antics, you gonna chill it out this year? It's like a 77-minute answer because he was trying to figure out how to answer the question. Am I more likely to say 12 or 10? I'm more likely to say 12.
Good.
There's a lot of talent on offense. There's an improved defense. And there should be improved coaching. And I do think the schedule is not that hard. I think it's a really, for a team that has the second place schedule, it's pretty damn reasonable. The Giants and Washington thing helps. You know, there are some divisions where you feel like you don't even get a reprieve with any team. You know, the Giants, I mean, look at the AFC, what is it, North, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh. Mm. You know, like if the Eagles were in that division, I might just flat pick them to go 10-7. I mean, that, you know, there's no game that's a gimme in the division. And I mean, that's tough. And some of those teams are some of the better teams in pro football. But in this division, I mean, let's be real. If they go anything worse than 3-1 in this division, it's a disaster. And you really feel like they got a great shot to go 4-0. I'm saying other than the Cowboys. It's a great shot.
So, your math is beguiling me. You know, there are six games in the division here, big guy.
You know what I meant. So, all right. Look. Where are you on the Eagles? And when you hear a guy like Bill Barnwell say this, what do you make of it? I also want to get to another aspect within this. James, I'm curious where you stand on this. Almost like the psychosis of all of us as Philadelphia sports fans. Ordinarily, with a story like this, it's time to fight. It's just time to fight. I mean, ordinarily, a situation like this, a writer would be met with a national writer.
Who do you think you are, Bill?
Who do you think you are? Tremendous scorn. Like, we'd even bring out Pete Weber.
Who do you think you are?
Like, don't be trampling on us. It's like John Adams back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back on the day, what was this thing? Don't tread on me. Like, that's the way we would react. Now, I'm curious, in addition to what you think about this coming Eagles season, 215-592-9494, after the way last year ended, but with a new one about to begin, James, do we have it in us emotionally, psychologically, to stand up the way we normally would?
I don't. It's a great point because you're right. Normally, I see an article like this. I've got high hopes for my team. Yeah. I'm like, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
We're calling out the National Guard and we're going to war.
Why? National media always hates us. It's always against us. But after the way last season ended, like, I don't feel that same. Like, I am more towards 12. I'm with you guys. Like, I start 11 and 6. I'm at 12 and 5. I think they're going to be good this year. I like the way it sets up for them. I like everything that's happening around them with Dallas and all that stuff. But, like, I can't come in, like, with my chest out. I can't. We just lost 6 out of 7. We just had our worst finish I remember in my lifetime. Like,
the Sirianni thing's still weird, right?
Like,
still weird.
I am not coming in puffing my chest out. Win some games and maybe I'll get there.
Devin, where are you emotionally on this sort of level? Like, can you ratchet up the fire the way we normally would? Or is it different this year?
It's different this year, which I think can be a good thing because, you know, when your expectations aren't as high as they were going into last season, you know, coming off of losing in the Super Bowl after an incredible season, the only way to go, or the majority of the way to go, is up. If they're 11-6 this season, great. Like, I think on paper, when you say 11-6, the way that they ended last season was horrendous. Like, if they go 11-6 this season, but it's just a little bit more spread out, you know, maybe don't lose 6 of your last 7 games, I'll be totally happy with that. So I don't have any, you know, discourse with this guy. He's also very number heavy. So half of his stuff, it's like he mentions like Pythagorean theorem and all that, which I don't know. But no, it doesn't make me angry. And I think I'm on the 12-5 side of things as well. But I think we also have to take a step back and realize that even if they do go 10-7, that's pretty good,
well,
too.
No,
like, we're in a good spot.
No,
as Eagles
look, 11-7, I think, would be good. I'll say this. While the Eagles ate some humble pie, so did all of us as fans. I mean, we did. We ate a big dose of humble pie. It's a different year.
And here's the other thing the Eagle fans should need to remember as we talk about the Phillies every single day. Win, lose. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The sky is falling. It's even more so in football. Baseball, we do it, and it's unwarranted. Football, it's more warranted because it's only 17 games.
Right.
The Eagles could be like 8-3 after 11 games. And you know what Barnwell's going to say? See, I told you they went backwards. They were 10-1. But they could be 8-3, and we could feel just as good about them, depending on how we got to 8-3, because we know what the hell happened and the bottom fell out of last season.
Totally fell out.
That should not happen again this year.
All right, so look, all of this on the table, including the Phillies game from last night and how you feel on that front. But on the Eagles, I mean, when a national reporter says they're one of 5 teams most likely to go backwards, is that crazy talk or not? 215-592-9494. And also, I'm really interested today to kind of go into the psychosis of all of us as Eagles fans, the individual, the collective. Do you feel like you have the moral high ground to fight this year before the season starts? Or do you just feel a little depleted with how last year ended and you got to see it before you come back with fire on someone on the national level? It's a strange feeling.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.